Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, we are your one-stop shop for your celebrity shenanigans, all right? Now, Portia's still out and about, but sitting pretty. We got the lovely Eva Marcel. What up?
Eva is pitched a 10 at this point.
Okay, cool.
I'm a fired up.
She got a little fire going. Plus, we got the best from the West, man. Heidi and Frank are in the building.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? Whoa, you're not alone. The homie Chewy Martinez is back in the building as well. What up,
homie?
I'm here.
You came back to seconds.
I did. I was not late here.
So later, 50 Cent is feuding with someone from his own show. Khloe Kardashian is texting Lamar Odom, and Jordan Woods has a new gig. But Heidi, what you got?
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a whole list of achievements. He's a former Mr. Olympian.
Yes.
He's an action movie star.
Governor.
Yes, former governor of California.
Yeah.
And now he can add rapper to his resume.
Girl.
He's rapping on a song called Pump It Up, the motivation song, which is a song about Arnold, sung by Austrian singer Andreas Gabaye.
You know what?
I think that's how you say it. And why don't we just check out Arnold's rhyming skills before we give him a hard
time?
Should
I sit down?
Take a look. No, stand right there.
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen carefully. Dig deep down and ask yourself, who do you want to be? Not what, but who, if you believe success will come to you. Work like hell, trust yourself, and all your dreams come true.
I was really scared what he was going to rhyme with his name.
But we need to rush that song, though. It sounds good.
You just have to look at the grain all the time. You know it don't sound
good. He
sounds
like some of these damn rappers.
No, he actually sounds like a real rapper.
Like, I hate this. It's like, when all else fails, let me try to rap.
No, don't try to rap. It's not your lane. If you're not good at it, don't try it.
But rapping
he ain't got no personality.
Hard,
he ain't got no none. It ain't hard, but you got to have that certain kind of twang or something.
Couldn't they at least have a producer to throw a little auto-tune on that so that he's not just singing it raw? I mean, raw is no good.
He probably said, you better not add any auto-tune to my voice, because if you do, I want people to really hear my voice.
And you
want to
know it's Arnold. If you put auto-tune on it, you wouldn't recognize it. It's like, who's this guy? He sucks.
Wow. I'm gonna say that's a pass for me. I don't.
That's a skip it for me.
Yeah, skip it.
So former NBA star and Khloe Kardashian's ex hubby Lamar Odom is on the promo tour right now for his memoir Darkness to Light. It talks about his marriage to Khloe Kardashian, of course, and surprise, drug use. I had no idea.
Wait,
this memoir is telling it all.
Oh.
So when he appeared on Jenny McCarthy's show on Sirius XM, she asked him, "So what does Khloe Kardashian think about your memoir?" And this is what he said.
Have you heard how she feels about the book at all?
Oh, she sent me a text yesterday.
What's she doing? What'd she say?
Oh, she good. She talked about one of the stories that I told in the book, about her coming to the hotel and putting her hands on a girl.
When she was beating somebody up?
Yeah, and she said she didn't even think that I remember that story.
I mean, I think I would have done the exact same thing. I think I would have found my man. I would have walked in and beat those
Yeah, she could throw that.
Well, what a dynamic interview.
Seriously.
Just the excitement.
My God, I about to fall asleep, Lamar.
Right. No wonder
speed
he had
up,
to do
get
drugs.
Some energy. Seriously, I need to do drugs.
No, don't take speed.
I need to do drugs to listen to him talk. Sorry.
Well, it's most
a fan.
Like,
He most likely knew he shouldn't have been talking. I mean, at what point are you on tour promoting a book
and going on a talk? If you go on a talk show, because people, all you celebrities watching, talk.
Like, why would Chloe want people to know that she put hands on somebody?
Besides all that, it's all good points. But do you think there's a possibility they're getting back together?
No way. I think Chloe, listen, Chloe looks better than she's ever looked. She's got that whole revenge body thing going on. And I think she looks back at Lamar and goes, what?
And that's why he'll take her back, because she looks better. She looks better when they were together.
She don't want him.
I don't think she wants him.
No. She's a whole new woman now. She's a mom now. Time has passed. I think that there will always be...
All right, have you ladies ever done that? Have you ever caught your man doing something and you, or anybody doing something, and you went in there and laid hands on somebody?
Never been caught another.
All right, so Eva has. You caught a man do. You told a story yesterday about your guy at your house taking DPs and sending him to some stripper. So did you ever lay hands on that girl?
No, that girl sent
girl,
me.
Plead
a
the fifth, girl, plead the fifth. I've been through it.
Speaking of friendly exes, J-Lo and Mark Anthony have always maintained a friendship as they co-parent their 11-year-old twins, Max and M. Now it seems like J-Lo's fiance, Alex Rodriguez, is cool with Mark as well. So much that A-Rod posted this video to the gram, hanging with J-Lo and Mark at the kids' school concert. Check it out.
Anthony, look at the two of them standing next to each other. He's like, I have a problem with that guy.
He is the fun one, but ladies love Mark Anthony, y'all.
He's like sexy Gollum.
She would've. Yeah, like, she would've.
So A-Rod's caption read, those who can do, those who can't sit between two people that can and stay quiet. Hashtag, I'm not a singer.
J-Lo is a pimp.
Yeah. Because, like, every dude she ever broke up with, like, you know, wants to linger around. There's something to that. Like, J-Lo's exes hang around her like the way those zombies hung around Michonne in the first season of The Walking Dead that she was on.
Who's like, got an ex-list like J-Lo? Who's got an ex-list like J-Lo?
I don't.
Doesn't it seem like A-Rod's a little fangirling all the time, always posting videos? He's just a little too.
Yeah. Can't you support your girl?
I know, but sometimes it'd be like, hey, honey, could you please? I know I'm J-Lo and stuff, but could you actually, you know, just
you
treat me like
you think if you were dating J-Lo, you could
do the same thing.
No deal.
You're just over your wife, Frank. No, it's completely different.
It would be an Instagram Live 24/7. I'd just be carrying it around with it.
Seriously.
That's why.
I'd be taking selfies every single day if I was married to J-Lo.
I mean, come on now. Like, the moment. It's lasting.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Earlier we mentioned Khloe Kardashian, but we also have some news about her arch nemesis, Jordan Woods. Ooh. And when I tell you the glow up is so real for the 21-year-old model, because she will be making her acting debut on 2 episodes of Grown-ish this summer.
Nice.
Not one, honey, but 2. Congrats. How cool is that, y'all? Are we
it's been a good year for Cheating Woods making comebacks.
Yo, we have an exclusive photo from People Magazine of the actress on set. Y'all see that?
Wait a minute, I got a clue. We're fine with her now?
Yeah, we were fine with her before.
This
was always a story.
Yeah, but she was
If the dude wasn't a douchebag, then maybe we'd have thought different. But
Heidi, she was drunk. Remember, she was drunk.
Maybe it's because I really do hold women to a higher standard.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So it's like, no, let's not give them any.
Put women on your shoulders, facing backwards.
I put them up
backwards.
There, and they face this way, and I hold them up without hands.
Oh,
my God.
Anyway,
Jordan will play a freshman college student described as a sweet soul with a soft-spoken and sincere vulnerability.
All right.
Jordan's popularity has soared through the roof since the Khloe Kardashian and Tristan scandal, and she is not affected at all by the Kardashian curse. So are y'all going to tune in to her debut on Grown-ish or what?
Absolutely.
I'm definitely watching. I want her to do well.
Is she going to bring Kendall or Khloe on the show with her?
You know she's not, Gary.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
Oh, are they not still friends? Why not? What's wrong? Why are they not friends anymore?
Now, going back to Lamar's memoir, Chloe's going to come in and beat her down on that couch.
Seriously. Mm.
Grownish. Black and bluish, okay?
Black and bluish.
Herdish.
Herdish. Bluish.
That sounds awesome. Well, a little bit later in the show, 50 Cent is trolling somebody new, and we're going to find out who that is after the break.
Dish Nation.
Head crack. Now, you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, it seems the hit Netflix series Grace and Frankie caused one of his stars to have a breakdown, and here's why. Now, Jane Fonda revealed that she suffered a nervous breakdown during her first season of the show because of her character's plotline. Now, she told The Hollywood Reporter, "It took me a long time to figure out my relationship with this character. I had a nervous breakdown during the first season, and I discovered it's because the very first episode, her husband tells us that they're going to leave us after 40 years and marry each other, and that triggered abandonment."
Okay, let me just give you really quick the way this is set up. Her husband have been together 40 years. His best friend and law partner is also his secret lover for the last 40 years. So the wives are best friends that console each other through this loss, and the husbands are now newlywed.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, just think about it. With us working here together all these years, we might fall in love with one another, and somebody might tell their spouse that, you know what, I want Gary after all.
The only person that would qualify for would be head crack.
Yeah, and I opt out.
Well, y'all, it looks like 50 Cent is back to Instagram trolling, and his target is none other than, drum roll, please, his Power co-star, Rotimi.
Not Dre.
Apparently, y'all, the actor-singer, whose EP Walk With Me just reached number one on the R&B charts earlier this week, owes 50 Cent $300,000.
Why is everyone taking a loan from 50?
I really don't understand. And 50 Cent is ready to collect. The rapper went on Instagram blasting Rotimi, asking him to pay up. He even posted a cover of the album and captioned it with, "Walk with you. Yeah, I'm gonna walk with you to the bank. This is number one. I need to see that bag." Oh, my God. And also posted another picture of Rotimi saying he wanted to punch him. Well, hours later, Rotimi addressed 50's claims in an Instagram post saying he don't owe him jack. Take a look.
So I feel like I got to address this, man. So calling me talking about I owe 50 money, 50 saying I owe money. Listen, bro, I don't owe 50 money. The thing is, my record number one, I just bought a crib. I'm taking care of my family, everything. So the fact that I'm hearing this, man, like, why now? Why wait till Walk With Me is number one on the R&B charts? Why would you wait till my project is number one on the R&B charts to bring something up like this, bro? I don't owe you, bro.
Well, y'all, 50 wasted no time, as you know, and he clapped right back at the singer by reposting the video on his own page. Take a look.
So I feel like I gotta address this, man. So calling me talking about I owe 50 money. 50,
you do owe me money.
Listen, bro, I don't owe 50 money. The thing is,
you independent now.
I just bought a crib.
That's right. You owe me $300,000.
Everything. So the fact that I'm hearing this, man.
Oh, like, you in Fort Lee?
Why wait till Walk With Me number one on the R&B charts? Why would you wait till my?
That's when I want my money. You number one. Now you could pay me my money.
He sound like Tracy Morgan in the background.
Now, Rotimi is an amazing actor on Power. I feel like this is a thing to, like, promote the album, which is great, by the way. Like, the album is really solid.
Just a few days ago, Omari Hardwick went to Instagram to say, "Look, I borrowed money from 50 when I didn't have my bag yet. We were starting to shoot the show. I needed some money. He gave me some money."
It don't look like Rotimi borrowed anything from him ever. He may have been signed to 50's label or something, because 50 goes, "You independent now." Maybe whatever he was due or owed to 50 Cent while he was signed to him and didn't happen or whatever,
okay,
he like, "Now you gonna run me my money because you number one. You independent now. You don't need me no more for your music."
And that's tacky. I'm telling you business like that. I mean, that's not a good
look.
That's
not like Housewives to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so up next, find out what R&B singer's proving you wrong, Gary. She's still in the game when it all comes down to singing. We got more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello.
All right, now, Brad, your bestie, Mariah Carey, is proving the naysayers wrong, especially you, Gary.
Oh.
Public enemy hater number one. Well, Mariah posted a video of her hitting that infamous high note, and it sounds like she still got it. Check it out.
Higher, carry me higher, 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 carry me higher, 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 carry me higher. Carry me higher.
Hey! Mother knows she can sing,
okay,
honey.
MC.
She can sing, sing.
Now, is that regular degular? Like, when you go to a restaurant with Mariah Carey, does she bust out in songs? Do people ask her to sing?
If you look at some of my Instagram stuff, we just start singing. If songs are on, like, we love music, we'll just sing. It don't even matter.
So you can't be her friend if you can't sing? Because, like, if y'all break out in song...
I can't sing. No.
No. Stop. Yes, you can.
I could go...
You sound better than Mariah.
No, I don't. She was singing with them. They were singing in what you call harmony. Something you would know nothing about.
Do it again. How'd you do that?
All right, so you guys remember Peter Guns, the rapper and reality star from Love & Hip Hop New York, right?
Yeah. How could we forget
well,
that?
Well, remember, he was the OG member of the Creep Squad. Well, y'all, it was reported that he's having another Uptown Baby. That's right, people. 50-year-old retired rapper is getting ready to have an 11th child way.
You are lying.
Even
to
crazier,
us.
The mom is 19 years old.
Dirty Feet Pete still getting
19
it in.
And he's 50. But y'all, Peter's saying that's not true.
Oh, really?
He hit the Twitter sphere to clear up the rumors by tweeting, "Would never date a 19-year-old and can't make a baby if I wanted to. Hashtag stupid talk." Now, we all know Peter's track record, okay?
Yeah.
So what y'all think about him messing with a 19-year-old knocking her up? Exactly. I believe he messed with her. Now, he might can't get women pregnant.
Thank
but you.
You
can't tell me he ain't smashed.
Peter's gun, the safety on Peter's gun is broken. So that club is getting shot up.
Absolutely.
All right, so y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
You got that right? And this is something that definitely everybody in America needs right now. It's the 2-pack iWalk Power Bank with built-in lightning charging cable.
Tell us all about it. What is it?
Well, you know I am, Gary. Yo, this charging cable has built-in lightning and Type-C charging cables, perfect for charging two devices at the same time because it is a lithium polymer rechargeable battery.
This is so dope, Headcrack, so you can charge your cell phone and your Bluetooth headphones at the same time?
Oh, yeah, bruh. And no need to worry if you'll run out of power because it comes with a 3,000 mAh rechargeable backup battery. And you know what else is cool about this? It's compact and slim. It also comes pre-charged, and you can purchase it in black or rose gold.
How much is this thing?
Usually, this is going to run you about $70. For the DNP, the Dish Nation posse, it's only $25. Just go to morethansave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, we're going to tell you what Tiffany Haddish did to make sure she got cast. All of this and more right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish.
Welcome back.
All right, so funny lady Tiffany Haddish has always kept it real about her journey to A-list status. Now, and when she was speaking to the Hollywood Reporter for their Queens of Comedy issue, Tiffany mentioned something she used to do when she was out in auditions to know whether or not she nailed the gig. Tiffany said, "You know what I would do? I'd put my phone on voice memo and put it in my bag. I'd do the audition, walk out, leave my bag, and then I'd come back and be like, oh, I forgot my purse. Then I would hear, she's not as urban as I thought she'd be, or she's so ghetto. Her boobs aren't big enough. I really think we should just go with a white girl." What do y'all think about this tactic? I mean, that's kind of a slick way to get the real deal on how people feel.
Why is she telling people? Like, that's something that you don't say to anyone until you become, like, a seasoned actor.
Do you think they're going to trust her now? They're not going to trust her, and she sure can't bring a purse in there every time. She got that damn microphone in her purse. Get out of here.
But sometimes that gives you the edge to figure out what you need to do for the next time you're going to audition.
Well,
you
got
to learn how to play the game, but the game going to play you.
You got to use it to your advantage.
Oh, great, but damn it, don't tell him.
I mean, Gary, have you ever heard anything about you?
No, never.
Really? Because there's a nasty rumor going on right now.
You going to tell him?
I heard you got a wife and kids.
I heard it, too.
messed up in the past, so.
Gary, you've been married before?
Well, I hadn't been married
before. To a woman? Gary, you did it with a woman?
I told, look, Brad, don't question me.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.